Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The first baseman, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Ryan Garko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Inglot. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Marte. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Antonio Perez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Harden. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keelty strikes out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Kendall. The throw from Shoppack and he is safe. Kendall steals second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peralta strikes out. One out. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Inglot strikes out. Two outs. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Scudero takes first base on ball four. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shopak strikes out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Inglet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Inglet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Gaudin now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Joe Inglet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Inglet is 0 for 1 in the game. Inglet bunts towards the mound. Gaudin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peralta moves to second. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sabathia. Thomas moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to third. Payton moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Payton scores. Swisher moves to third. Scudero moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swisher scores. Scudero scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 2 in the game. Keelty hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. Shopak strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Kiko Calero now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Payton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Englet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Englet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. Marte strikes out. 2 outs. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shopak is 0 for 2 in the game. Shopak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a line drive into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive beyond short. Peralta can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis moves to second. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Scudero moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Scudero scores. Perez moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Brian Sikorsky now pitching. Mark Coetzee pinch hits for Bobby Keelty. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez scores. Kendall moves to third. Coetzee moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Coetzee now playing center field. Jay Payton now playing left field. Ron Flores now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Scudero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garko is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garko hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Andrew Brown now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scudero takes first base on ball 4. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 3 in the game. Blake strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inglot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Inglot hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Miller now pitching. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shop Pack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kotze is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kotze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglot fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 3 in the game. Marte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shoppack is 0 for 3 in the game. Shoppack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marte moves to second. Houston Street now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marte moves to third. Shoppack moves to second. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marte tags and scores. Shoppack tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-4, Athletics. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sizemore moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garko hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.